Welcome to Unza Radio main news broadcast at 17:45. The headlines. In local news, Israeli Foreign Minister hails Hichilema as visionary leadership. Civic leader warns opposition leaders against politicizing ZNS graduation of Hichilema's son. In international news, Palestinians flee Gaza City district. In sports news, Fars to sign MOU with government to revive Ghanaian football. With the news in detail, my name is Samantha Chitwanga. In local news, Israeli's Minister of Foreign Affairs, Gideon Saar, has praised President Hakainde Hichilema as one of Africa's most esteemed and respected leaders, citing his visionary leadership. Saar notes that President Hakainde Hichilema's influence extends beyond Zambia, making a significant impact across the African continent. Israel's foreign minister made the remarks during a courtesy call on President Hakainde Hichilema's state house, following the official opening of the Israeli embassy in Zambia. President Hakainde Hichilema welcomed the development, describing the embassy's opening as the beginning of a new chapter in bilateral relations between Zambia and Israel. He expressed Zambia's eagerness to engage Israeli expertise in transforming the country's agriculture sector, specifically by shifting from rain-fed farming to modern irrigation systems. President Hakainde Hichilema emphasized Zambia's readiness to adopt advanced agriculture technologies to boost productivity, enhance food security, and build climate resilience. He further called for collaboration between Zambian and Israeli experts to study Zambia's water harvesting system and gain deeper insights into the country's natural water resources. A 27-year-old woman of Chiwombo District in Central Province has been fined 30,000 kwacha by the Kawe Magistrate Court for operating an unregistered pharmacy. Resident Magistrate Gloria Chipasha convicted and fined Mary Nyendwe, a business lady of 6 months, after she found her guilty upon her own admission to the charge. The accused, who was arrested and released on police bond on 27th May 2025, was facing one count of operating an unregistered pharmacy. Particulars of their offense were that on 24th May 2025, Nyendwe did operate a pharmacy in Chiwombo District with a certificate of registration issued by the Zambia Medicines Regulatory Authority, ZAMA. Facts are that the accused was nabbed by a joint team of inspectors from ZAMRA and police officers from the Lusaka Division during an operation in Chiwombo District to check on compliance levels aimed at curbing illegal sale of medicines. In mitigation, Nyendwe says she had no knowledge on the procedure during obtaining the documents. Chipokoso area of Lombomaka Ward in Isoka District has received its first Food Reserve Agency FRS satellite depot. Isoka District Commissioner Jairo Simbe has visited the depot located about 15 kilometers from the nearest FRS center on the gravel road to appreciate the ongoing maize exercise. Speaking during the visit, Simbe says the depot will help farmers meet their obligation to sell maize to FRA under the various government programs supporting farmers. Farmers that are supported by the FRA Input Support System, FISF, the Sustainable Agriculture Finance Facility, SAFF, and the Food Security Pack, FSP, they have an obligation to supply a specific number of maize bags to the FRA. He explained that government recognizes the challenge of poor road infrastructure to the area, especially during the rainy season. Still in local news, the Zambia Association of Consumers, ZACA, is calling on the government to take a more aggressive stance on policies aimed at addressing the increased costs faced by consumers. ZACA Executive Secretary Judah Sakala states that the current economic conditions are unfavorable for consumers, with rising prices affecting household budget and production costs. Sakala has expressed concern over a political increase in water tariffs, warning that it would further burden consumers. He is of the view that the government should only consider raising water tariffs once the economy is stabilized. The government has approved various constituency development funds, CDF-funded projects under Nakonde Town Council. Nakonde Town Council Public Relations Officer Florence Sichula says among the approved projects is the construction of the 1.4 million kwacha gender-sensitive skills development center in Mumba Ward in the district. She says also approved are 22 additional skills development training bursary applications amounting to 561,588 kwacha, bringing the total number of approved bursaries so far to 178. Sichula further says the Nakonde Town Council has also received approval of the construction of a block of a 2-classroom in Mamfwa, which will be funded from the disaster management component of the 2025 CDF at a cost of over 934,000 kwacha. Finally, in local news, a civic leader has called on Zambia's especially opposition leaders to stop politicizing the graduation of President Hakainde Hichilema's son, Chiwale, from the Zambia National Service. Chikonzi Foundation President Bishop John Mambo says the opposition must not waste time on speaking on an issue that will not contribute to the development of the nation. Bishop Mambo says the debate in the country should be about trying to bring solutions and ideas that will address challenges of low water levels in the Kariba Dam and other innovations. He says President Hakainde Hichilema has shown humbleness by allowing his son to train at ZNS and mingle with ordinary Zambians despite him coming from a comfortable background. Bishop Mambo notes that it's unfair that a ZNS graduation of the president's son is now a national debate. We now take a short break. Still to come is international and sports news. Don't go away.
Lies have been told. Secrets have been kept. But on 10 Tamanga Street, the truth can no longer be buried. Previously unresolved issues come crashing into the present, reopening old wounds. To protect his family's legacy, Kundi is forced into a desperate hustle.
Just there, we must make this work.
He brings in an imposter to pretend to be his long-lost mother. But can they maintain the charade? As chaos threatens to consume the street, Idiani Foods fight for survival. Will love and hope prevail amidst the deception? Get and stay connected to confront the lies, the pain, and the struggle for redemption in season 2 of 10 Tamanga Street. 10 Tamanga Street, where the hustle for love and hope never ends. Every Thursday and Friday at 20 hours only on Zambezi Magic, DSTV Channel 162 and GoTV Super Channel 3.
Hey you, wherever you are, Chipata to Mongu, Kasama to Livingston, Kopara to Lusaka, whoever you support, Man United, Barcelona, AC Milan or La Zambia, Bola means nothing without you, the fan. Because when it comes to football, at DSTV and GoTV, it's on like never before this season. The Premier League, UEFA Champions League, every major league, every cup, every Chipolo Polo kick at AFCON, it's all on. It's the talk at the barbershop, the shout at the Kandemba, the cheer in your sitting room, it's on for you. Football in the world. It's on for every goal, every scream, on for every VAR decision. It is on for every football fan, and it is on Super Sports, only on DSTV and GoTV. Don't miss a moment. Reconnect on DSTV Compact and GoTV Super Plus today.
If you don't feel like your TV is TVing, it's because you're missing that ing.
Huh?
That ing. You know that ing you get when you're watching amazing.